he wants to go through everything with me. So that's why, like, I feel reassured. Ah, oh okay God, lang. I can... Don't cry! I'm not crying, you are!
Dear God, it's me again. Hey everybody, what's up? I'm Thea, and welcome to another episode of TN Tequila Talks. I have Marielle once again, and we're actually also live streaming on Kumu. It took us an hour to set everything up. We literally are very stressed right now. It's an hour already, girl. 57 minutes. Yeah, but I know this will be worth it. So thank you so much to everybody watching on Kumu right now and who are listening on the podcast. So hi, Marielle, what's up?
Wala
pa kanya si Marielle, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back.
I am.
This is going to be an interactive podcast, right?
You'll hear names like user 10345 like that.
Yes. Shout out to everybody who's watching right now. It's already 10:48 PM. I think it's important to say the time so the people who will be listening to the podcast will understand how sabaw we are right now.
Yes,
right?
Very.
And we're kind of recording separately. So I'm recording. We're supposed to be recording on Zoom. Pero we just figured that it's not gonna work.
We're separately recording.
I'm recording on my microphone and my laptop, and Marielle's recording on her phone. Yeah. So help us,
and
God.
And we'll see where this goes. Yeah. So help us, God. Yeah. June.
If this will work out fine, I feel like this will be the setup, right? And
yes,
it's like
hitting
lots of birds with one stone, because we're live on Kumu. We're actually aiming for more streaming hours on Kumu. If ever some people will send us diamonds, it's really just fine. Like, guys, help us. And then also we're recording a podcast at the same time para may sense naman yung topic namin on Kumu, diba? So shout out pala kay Reg. Hi Reg, what's up?
Yeah.
Anyway, Reg, sabi ni Reg, make it a habit na. Hopefully, if this works out just fine. If this works fine, I think this will be a thing. Okay? So, our topic for today is... Ayun na, naglalag na si Marielle. Or ako yung naglalag.
Kasi nagkapi si Kea.
Okay. Is this fine?
Ay, nako. This internet.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Okay, we're back on track.
Alright, so...
Okay.
Our topic for today, no filter tea and tequila talks. Our topic for today, syempre, gusto kong makisabay sa love month season and sa Valentine's. It's already February 18, 4 days after Valentine's. Pero I'm still feeling the Valentine's vibe. The Valentine's blues. So I just want to ask Marielle, how was your Valentine's Day this year?
This year, my Valentine's, the thing is like...
Make a kwenta about your love life.
My love life is very, it's in a growing phase. It's a happy and also a sad, it's in a happy and sad phase. My Valentine's is not very like others now with flowers, chocolate, ganun. It's just chill. It's like the same.
But guys, Marielle is in a happy and loving and healthy relationship for how many years?
For 20. Well, 20. Since 1 year of
his birth.
I know. We're in like 3 years now, running 4 this April.
Oh, diba? Okay. 4 years. And how many years mo nag-LDR?
I can't even tell when the LDR started. Kasi, honestly...
Okay. Pero for the most part, long distance.
I can't even tell if it's long distance from the very, very start. Kasi, okay, here's the story. Okay, let's just...
Ayan na. Go, ayan na ang tequila. Right. Charat.
Let's just go right in and talk about the love life of Marielle. So, it didn't start, like, very sweet. Ganon. It started chill. it didn't start as like yung pasuyo ganon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to say this, but it was like very interesting in my part, like a push and pull thing, kasi we were just friends. No one even thought na we will be together.
Were you barkada? Yeah. Childhood friends kind of level?
No, or I don't friends have, friends like childhood friends, kasi I keep on transferring from one school to another. So we met when I transferred to this school that I graduated, where I stayed for 4 years talaga. And then we weren't even friends at first. We were just like acquaintances, like hi, hello, and that's all. Cause there's this other boy who was like hitting on me, but we weren't like a thing. So no one really thought now we will be together. And then for a year or so, we've been barkada, we've been friends, and then I thought, lagi, no, we won't be together. Like, him, me, no, it won't be a thing like that. You know, diba? You know that feeling, I think. And then after a year, suddenly the tides changed, the tables turned, and then.
Pero nagsuyo siya ni mo, like during the year.
I think or there was on no, off.
I guess.
I think the suyo at his end. For me, ha, if you really define suyo, there's no suyo that was happening. It was, but maybe for his end, it was his kind of suyo na where yung inahatid niya ako sa church, tapos hinusundo, tapos pag may gusto kong kainin, like, ala, gusto kong kumain ng McDo. After dismissal ng school, may maghatid siya ng McDo or may papasabay na McDo. But he was an alumni in my high school. But he went to another high school when he went to senior high na. So that's why we weren't like really together in most of the time. So he was just there for dismissal time, or he doesn't have any schoolworks or so, something like that. And then it went on for like a year when we both confirmed like, huh, he likes me, something like that. I thought he liked me, but then I thought he didn't. So like there was a push and pull thing. And then after that, he decided to go to Belgium at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't on yet. Okay, we weren't together yet. It was just like suyo in your.
But you already were aware that you and liked then, each other.
Yeah, kind of, maybe. Mm-hmm. Basta we both know that we were into each other. So when he decided to go there to Belgium to go to school for college, I said, "Oh no, he's going already." And then pag andun na siya sa airport, he called me via video call and then asked me, that's the asking part na, now will you be my girlfriend? Where there's
oh
no
God.
Will you be my girlfriend thing. No, there was no question. But it was just like,
why did he wait? I mean, why did you guys
what
wait?
You mean, what do
I
you mean wait?
You dili, like you both knew that you liked each other, and then why did it have to be sa airport pa that he had to ask you?
I don't even know. Because like I said, there's like a push and pull thing. So
yeah,
because he liked someone
else at
some point pa.
Okay.
And then
but that's a good thing. At least when he wanted when he was about to leave the Philippines, diba?
Yeah.
He knew in his heart who he really wants to be with.
Iba talaga si Tay every sound, okay?
Diba? Because that's what usually happens.
Yeah. And when he was at the airport na, how did they say it? Like, can I court you? Or something like that already. And then sabi ko, huh? Ma, okay lang ba pag, ano, what's the Tagalog of court anyway?
Ligaw.
Oh. Pwede ba manligaw si Ayman sa akin? And then, my mom said like, okay naman kasi we're apart from each other. So like, it's a safe relationship kumbaga. Kasi my mom is still, doesn't want me to like go together with him talaga every now and then.
Yeah.
Something like that. So like, okay, sure, he can. So that's why, okay, that's the start. It's not even legal anymore. It's like, will you be my girlfriend? Mm-hmm. That's a question. Like, that's the start of everything. And then, little did we all know, we thought nga he will be there for the rest of his college life. psych, because he went home after a month. So my mom says,
oh my god.
Umuwi siya. Okay. And then I said, ba't umuwi ka? I think at that time he wasn't ready to commit to another place and stay there for college
but
life.
You guys were very young. Mga 16 years old, 17, right?
Yeah, 16, and then he was 18. Because I'm two years younger than him. So we went home, and then I told him, why'd you come home? Like, I think he wasn't ready yet to commit to something that big for his life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also said, nga, I also want to, like, not want to be with you, pero at isa sa mga rason na umuwi siya is because of me too. You know, we just started dating and then he's already away. So like, that's so sad. So, ayun na nga, he studied here for college. Kaya nga sabi ko, maybe from the start talaga, LDR na talaga kami. So I can't even...
Yeah, I get that.
Oo, kasi when he went to college, it's not even here in Bohol. He went to Cebu for holidays or when he doesn't have any schoolworks or something like that. He'll be here for a week or two. So that's why I thought maybe we were LDR since the very start of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And then it went 5 times more when he really went to Belgium.
He left
this time.
Again. What year was that?
Last year. June.
Okay.
It's
so
very
that was the
recent.
Second time.
Yeah, I told him, if you come back, yung expenses, girl, masyadong mahal pag
my
uwi ka pa ulit.
Yeah.
So that's why he said, no, I'll not like come back. I'm going there to Belgium for us. So, ayun na. He's there because he went to college here but he didn't graduate. He didn't finish. Kasi diba nag-COVID. And then the only remaining thing for him to get the diploma is the OJT. But since the OJT is not yet finalized, tapos sabi ng school nila na sa Canada daw, and it's not yet finalized. So he was torn between waiting here and do nothing or go to Belgium and work while you wait and like build up your future from there
sa
Belgium. Because he's a Belgian citizen naman din from the start. So I think he needs to go back to his land.
So
though he's pure Pinoy, huh?
So in those 3 years, mostly you're LDR. So let's just make this an LDR podcast because I always want to talk about LDR also. It's my favorite topic.
Okay, let's go.
So,
okay, go. Send in your question.
Charat. Me, personally, I really admire young people who thrive in long-distance relationships because I was 20 before. I was 16 before. And most of my relationships were not LDR. Tapos, after a year, magiging LDR. And it sucked so much. And it kept on happening. And I was like, I don't want this anymore. So I was like, I think I'm not an LDR person. But I also don't like to be with a boyfriend all the time. So, hindi ko alam.
I agree. You don't
I
know
also
where to stand. Know.
Yeah, that's why I'm still single for 4 years.
You need to get your life together.
My love life, you mean. But I really do admire people who thrive in long-distance relationships, especially yung mga nasa labas ng bansa talaga. I think I can consider my first long-term boyfriend. We were together for 2 years. We were together for 1 year na he's from Bohol also. So, we both studied in Cebu that time. So, we're always together.
Yeah.
We go on dates with friends. Like, we're always together. He goes to my house. I go to his house.
We go to trips.
And I was very young back then. It was like really young love. But then, he had to go sa barco because he was a nautical student. So, he had to go apprentice. Seaman. So, for a year, we were, like, our relationship was smooth sailing. It was really toxic, but I think almost all teenage relationships are toxic. So,
yeah,
might as well consider
so
us. Yeah. Kasi, we weren't really sure about what we were doing. And same with me.
Yeah.
So, ayun, for a year, we were like that, push and pull, okay, hindi. And the problem was, they did not have a Wi-Fi. Diba, you and I, man, you communicate, even online.
Yeah. Well,
that's very important in LDR.
It is important, but I think Ayman also is trying to adjust in sa ano ko, personality
time
ko.
Difference
because I don't besides the time difference, I'm not of a chatty person. I don't chat
my God, girl,
most of the
same.
Time. Because it, I don't
same.
Know for me, I don't know how do you chat all the time, like
oh
I'm
my God,
this,
same.
I'm eating that. Diba? I know, so
I don't like that.
He is more on the update person, so that's why I told mm-hmm. him, I'm so sorry if my personality is like this, but I hope you understand. Kasi personality mm-hmm. ko to, eh, I can't change it right there and then. So that's why I'm yeah. trying so hard to really update him every now and then. Kasi di talaga ako ma-chat. Tapos may time mm-hmm. difference pa. Yung only time na we can communicate is only 12 noon is 5 a.m. sa kanila.
Okay.
12 noon here. So, lunchtime here is their good morning there. And then, mm-hmm. 6 p.m. dito, it's their lunchtime there. So, when he goes home from work, it's around like 10 already?
P.m.?
In here. Oh, 10 p.m. here. I'm so tired already. Sino bang may
yeah,
gustong
I get
kausap
that.
Na?
I know. I don't, I mean, well, with LDR, syempre, the communication is also very important, but with people like us, you know, who are not
I'm,
in favor
kasi,
of
yeah,
talking all
I
the time.
I think we both want more like in-person contact.
Yeah, that one.
Tama ba? And then we also
we
want
like
ano lang, like
quality time.
Just us. Like we like
yeah.
we love our space. Now maybe
that's what I admire also with the single life right now. Like I tried
mm-mm.
I actually tried, and I think I also opened this up to the podcast and the vlogs, and I think with you also na I dated someone online and it was LDR
mm-mm.
not LDR hello we weren't in a relationship, but that was the thing. It went on for 11 months, and the amazing thing there was that we only talk at night, so
mm-hmm.
we made a routine ba na okay, good morning, and updates and all. And then at night, we make sure to spend like at least 30 minutes of talking and watching
yeah,
Netflix
yeah.
together. So that was the routine that time. And
we
I think
that
will work for me. But I'm not so sure. It's really so hard to be in a long-distance relationship with someone whom you haven't really interacted with in real life. Unlike you and Ayman, diba? You were friends.
Well, maybe you just have to, you know, reach out. You don't even know, maybe, baka andyan lang yun sa tabi-tabi. Ikaw lang yung hindi.
Oh,
I
like someone.
Actually...
yeah, I like someone.
Girl. As if it's not, it, that was so easy, bitaw. Like, I like someone. Okay, I like you, let's date. Parang,
oh,
no, it's a TV. Yeah.
Okay, here's the story. It started last January. Kidiba, I was so heartbroken before I dated people last year. It did not work out because the daghan kang problem. And then this year, I was like, okay, I'm not going to settle for less. If I'm going to
yeah.
like someone, I have to make
go
sure
na.
That I like this person so much.
Go big or go home.
I have this tendency to whatever or whoever is in front of me, I'm gonna grab the opportunity to get to know that person. And then eventually, I see the good parts of that person. And then I like that person. Diba? So
yeah,
that usually happens. But I told myself, no, I have to have a crush on someone. Like, I have to be head over heels with
like,
someone.
Talagang in love na in love. Sabihin niyo na.
This is the juicy part.
Name drop na yan.
No, I already knew him even before because, you know, I'm a fan. And then
Uy,
I just
I'm
noticed that I did not follow him on Instagram. So I did follow him. I followed him on Instagram. I think I'm gonna edit this out.
But the 11 people is watching this.
No.
Oh, user 118
doing this. He's not a celebrity, pero you know, I'm a fan.
Influencer.
Not an I'm not creative. Really hindi ako
model.
Medyo na-attract with influencers.
Ayop.
But I really like, oh my God, girl, my type. And then when I followed him a few minutes later, he followed me back.
Ooh,
so that was in I think November or December. So syempre nakalimutan ko siya. And then last January, he reacted to my story. And then I woke up at 5 a.m. I was scrolling on my Instagram and I saw his DM. Out of bed and I was like screaming. Oh my god! Because he was really my crush. As in, sobrang crush ko siya. And I was like, sige, sabayan ko na to. And it's amazing. Hindi ko alam. Feeling ko, feeling lang ako. Like, it was so funny. Kasi, parang, I was shooting my shot. And I was like, girl, this is it. Shoot your shot. Go for gold.
Ito na talaga.
That it's was it. Like, that was
go
it.
Go big
yeah.
or go home.
Pero, I don't know him. Name reveal daw.
Name reveal na daw, sabi ni Yusuf.
Name reveal na kapag magkita kami.
Kapag
in
kayo na.
Kapag kami na. Charat.
And then,
dude,
like, okay,
I'm
so
not
this
even
is,
gonna
ano?
Lie. I'm not even gonna lie. I think he knows already. As in, like, sobrang crush ko siya. Para ang bango niya palagi. Pero malayo kami and we don't know each other that much. Pero... As in, talagang, ito yung crush na high school levels. The guessing... This podcast episode is just about the guessing game
guessing
of who Thea's crush is. Pero true. Like, I told myself na, paano kung ligawan niya ako, no? Papayag ba ako mag-LDR? So, inisip ko, syempre hindi. Diba? Char?
But how will you make it work if you don't like to? Pero what I can tell, LDR is very difficult.
Very difficult
for a 3-year long relationship.
I
was almost at like a breaking point because they said, Ivana, the third year it's like the hardest part. So like I said, if we can pass this, I can tell na talaga na we can pass
totoo
any obstacle that we can. I don't even know
totoo
if
ba yun?
Hindi ko alam, maybe it's not really on the third year. I guess, maybe third year lang kasi it's where it gets a bit boring or long. Na
yeah,
you'll,
I guess so.
You'll doubt or question yourself na, do you really want to be this do you want this person to be with you talaga all throughout your life? Like, ito na ba talaga yon? You really want to spend most of your time with this guy. You don't, especially na si Ayman is like my first boyfriend. So, yeah, so like there's doubts din na. Do I really wanna interact or know more guys? But thinking about the years that we've been through, I keep on telling myself. Kasi we started dating in a very unstable mental and emotional health. we were both leaning onto each other most of our first years. That was we had like minor breakups, if that's what you call it. Pero we got back together din naman. We just had like fights. Diba yung mga teenager ano?
I think that's actually normal.
Like mga small
and that's okay, I guess.
Yoko na.
I admit
let's break up.
I was a toxic girlfriend before because I do that. Sige, break lang tayo. Very toxic,
right? I always do that to him. Tapos sabi my mama told me na nga, "Uy, wag kang ganyan kasi ano yan, bad yan. You keep on hurt." Like, 'di ba na hurt din naman yung guys. So that's what my mom said. Don't be like that because you're hurting Ayman too. Like, it's not it's not because he's a guy, he feel less pain, something like that. So
yeah, that's very true.
When the third year came, we were even at the verge of breaking up because like I told you, I'm not really a chat person. So he misinterpreted it na nila left out ko na
siya. You're not interested, yeah.
Oo, ganon. But like, I'm not really. Totoo talaga na communication is key because when you don't really talk and you like you chat lang, you really have to talk talaga. Kasi when you chat, you can misinterpret it.
Yeah, the way you say things also says a lot. Like, paano kapag yung approach mo pala iba, you're saying it in a different way, tapos the way he reads it, parang, ay, ano ba to?
Yeah,
wait,
that's
to
right.
Sa akin, diba?
That's why you have to really call na, like, actually talk to each other.
I like calling. I like calling.
I get tense when I receive calls. Like,
I like calling. And funny thing, I never call.
What do you mean?
Tinatawagan. Like, even with my friends, okay. I'm not really the kind of person who would reach out to friends to na parang, uy guys, usap tayo. So whenever a person would tell me, uy, I'll call, I'm always like, okay, sige. Kasi I really like talking, but I'm not the kind na, uy, usap naman tayo. Kasi I don't like rejection. I don't like rejection. Okay. Like, I don't like to be a burden also na parang, paano pag may ginagawa yung tao, tapos mag-iistorbo ako, tapos mag-rant lang ako about sa life ko. But I don't know, maybe it's just me na parang...
I don't know, really, I get tense when I call. I'm
very mean to myself. So I really appreciate it when people call me.
When I have to really call someone, I have to call someone, pero yung phone ko, like, hello?
What the heck?
Ang tense, like, hello? Yes, this is Mariel speaking. As in, hindi talaga ko yung parang chill lang, hello? Hindi talaga, hindi.
Yeah.
It's very tense. I get anxious all the time. Especially, but, thankfully, at this point, medyo, chill na yung pagiging tense ko when it comes to calling and going outside alone. Kasi, when I go out alone, what on my mind is that I have to go home quickly so that I won't be there alone for a long time out with so many people. Ganun. When I walk, talagang parang running, walking na siya. Oh, fast-paced talaga. That's why probably me and Ayman clicked at some point kasi we both have this feeling na we don't want to be alone. We need someone to talk to all the time kahit ako personally, I don't really chat or gusto ko lang yung space ko na andito lang ako sa kwarto, ako lang mag-isa. Yeah. But
is he easy like that? Sabi nga lang,
no, we're very different. Kasi if I were to be put in a room all by myself, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Mm-hmm. I can either have fun or submerge myself with all the emotions and like that. I'm totally fine. But Ayman is like, he wants to be more outside. He wants to
What's
be,
his zodiac I sign? Think,
I don't even know.
Basta when August is his birthday? Birthday I think he's a Libra. Wait, August 25?
No, a Virgo?
Ah, he's a Virgo. He's a Virgo. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Libra kasi September 26.
But wait, I have a question. What is, since user 118 asked, I think it's for me, but I'm also gonna ask you the same before I answer mine.
Yeah, why?
Ano nagustuhan mo sa boyfriend mo para maggustuhan mo siya? Ay, tama ba? Para sagutin mo siya?
Because
the question's addressed for me. Ano nagustuhan mo sa kanya para maging crush, sobrang crush mo?
Oh, ikaw first.
Sige, ako first.
Ano bang,
I think his aura as a person. Like,
oh yeah,
he looks mabait. I really like people who look mabait. He looks really mabait. Yeah, he looks really mabait, and he's very talented. He's a musician. He's very sporty, and
ano guys si Richie Rivero na. And then I guess it right without
no. Like this is so weird. This is a weird thing about me. I really have a thing for musicians. As in, I had an ex who was a musician. I really adored him so much. I don't know. I'm not the kind of person who would go for the looks. But
I think I kind of get your point. That
yeah, I don't really... I don't like guapo, guys. I think ito. Ayoko sa tao na sobrang alam nila na guapo sila. Or like the GGSS.
Oh, yung mahangin.
Yeah, I honestly don't like GGSS.
Actually, you can feel that first glance. Oh my god.
But this guy, he's I don't know. I think he knows he's guapo. And
but
I think
show
lots of girls will hit on him. Parang ganon. I think he's that type. Pero, I don't know. He, ang bait niya. Tingnan. I have a really major crush on him. Like, I admire him. I'm fangirling.
But it would be nice
ganun.
If you like me too. Deep inside taste.
Oh my god.
Like, it would be nice.
Then nagpa-fangirl lang ako. Yeah, nagpa-fangirl lang talaga.
Well, I can relate Diba? You prefer like my more type. The low-key.
The low-key ones. Low-key and the more parang introvert.
They hit different. Like when you see them. Different. Kasi you really see it in first glance if that guy is mahangin talaga. Like,
sobra.
You can really feel it na. Even my cousin, no offense to mga Kumu live streamers here, but my cousin was here days ago, and then sabi niya, "Uy, ayan, mag-Kumu tayo, and I'll sing."
Mm-hmm.
Kasi he's a singer. And mm-hmm. so, okay, sige, let's try. And then, we went searching sa mga live sa Kumu. Yeah. And then, I keep clicking on the guys, kasi, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interested, something like that. And then, kasi wala mm-hmm. yung mga kakilala ko na girls, all the time talaga, pag nag, yung ika-click ko is always like, ay, ang hangin.
Oh my like, God, same.
And then my cousin saying, di ba? Told you. Ana. Like, diba? You can also feel it, kasi they're like, wait guys, alam nyo, like that, turn, ay, hangin, ay, skip. Next, please.
Oh my God, Sim.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
sa,
I really
na,
can't.
Live streamer na yun.
I really
you,
can't.
You
talaga.
Really can tell talaga if that guy is mahangin or low-key guapo. Much
but this guy that I like, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. What if he's really mahangin? He just really looks nice. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And I will update you guys. Charat.
I will update
kayo.
You if it
podcast hindi mag-live stream ako sa Kumu magta-trash talk yung crush ko
hoy ikaw
grabe pero yeah nai-imagine ko yung parang ganun na set up okay lang siguro if we meet and then get to know each other and then figure out where we
but
can go
like
from there
together.
But not together like it's really different if you get to know a
it's
person
different.
In real life.
Yeah, it's also I know most of the girls like di naman girls pero all people magay ka man or mag-girl I know mm-hmm. that you prefer more in a relationship ka na you can really hold that person.
Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking and very
mm-hmm.
anxious to always think na yung pag nami-miss mo yung tao, then you can even hug them or like
yeah.
can call them right away. Like for me, kasi my time difference kami ni Ayman, so like when I do miss him, all I can do is like think of him, and so mm-hmm. it's frustrating both ways. Like frustrating for Ayman, frustrating naman para sa akin. So How do you even do this? Pero, going back to that question, diba? The one thing that I liked about Ayman is his love language, which is acts of service. I'm not that person.
Okay.
I don't even know what my love language is. What do you call that love language who writes letters?
Maybe it's words of affirmation.
Maybe
like
that.
You get to express your love through words.
Maybe that.
Yeah.
Words of affirmation.
And you like receiving love through words. Yeah.
Ay, ano ba? Oh, parang ganun.
I think it's different. I think receiving is different and giving is different.
Maybe ako yung giving. Ay, tama ba? Ano, yung words of affirmation.
Yung giving mo, yung words of affirmation, but how do you want to receive love?
Words of affirmation din.
Okay, gets.
Yun yung ano ko.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we also clicked ni Ayman kasi he's an acts of service guy. And I also appreciate mm-hmm. acts of service kasi gusto ko makita talaga na like, he likes me.
Yeah.
Ano? If
the
I,
efforts.
Yeah, if I don't see that, like, do you even like me? Something like that. I have to question it pa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why maybe we clicked. And then I think Ayman likes also words of affirmation because he
mm-hmm.
he wants to know all the time that someone is there for him. And then he wants to be reminded all
yeah.
the time that everything's gonna be alright. I'll be here supporting you morally,
mm-hmm.
like in spirit and in truth. Something. So that's the main reason talaga na I appreciate Ayman so much in this way. I like him kasi of his acts of service. But at some point, he gets overboard and then tends to neglect his needs. Kasi nga, acts of service, diba? So he goes...
Does he tend to love bomb?
Ano ba yung love bomb?
Like, you're love bombing a person. You don't know that
No,
term.
I don't know.
Like, okay. Okay.
Scenario.
Love bombing is like... Okay, scenario. Me and the guy that I like. And then I kind of figure na he likes me back. So, I do what I can to shower him with so much love and affection. Parang ganun. Like, especially at the beginning of the relationship when you're love bombing each other. Like, wala na kayong pakialam. You're just... Okay, showing love, receiving love,
I think,
pero you don't know na it affects you holistically.
I think we don't do that, both of us. Kasi, we just show what we can. I compliment him, pero I think I'm more of the complimenting side. He's more on the, ikaw bahala, it's you, I'm just right here. Like, ano lang. Like, support lang talaga. If you say na, ay, ang ano ko na, hindi na ako marunong. No, kaya mo yan. I'm always right here for you. Parang ganun lang.
Mm-mm.
Like, always also give security when it comes to like, ay, magandang.
Reassurance.
Oh, reassurance. Oh, kasi that's the one thing that I appreciate so much from a person.
I also would love reassurance.
Na, like, sabi na, I don't know how to dance anymore. Like, I suck at dancing. I suck at life. Or, like, do I even have something that I can show off to someone? Kasi, we talked about this not too long ago. Kasi, I asked him, can you watch Our Beloved Summer na Korean drama? Kasi, I saw us in that drama na parang, ano yung girl... may hindi naman bad side pero parang may inferiority complex in a way and like it's so hard to be open about your inferiorities to people.
Inferiority complex,
but I don't see it as like a flaw or negative kasi if you say like you're open about something that you're very afraid of, it helps you to clear it out. Ay, tama ba? Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I get that.
When you say, like, I am inferior of someone, it sometimes, people sometimes see it negatively. Pero I told Ayman about it na nga, at some point, I feel inferior sa kanya. Kasi, I mean, the difference is, like, he's in Belgium, he's working already, and then I'm here. Not a college student. And what am I even doing in life? Like, at least he has something to do with his life. Not like he's working 9 to 5 and then he's saving up for the future. And then like, ako, ano bang ginagawa ko? Hindi naman ako pumapasok sa eskwela. Wala akong ginagawa kundi make bracelets and like do things that I do for fun. Pero that's why I told him, you watch Our Beloved Summer and then tell me what you can tell. And then that's when he finished watching it. He said, I kind of see the resemblance of the guy sa movie, ay sa drama, at sa kanya. Because he's not very talkative in a way. Kasi, ano lang.
I understand, he's a Virgo. Parang he kind of wants to get his shit figured out. Kinda, in a low-key way.
Oh, yeah. Totally agree.
Such a Virgo thing.
It's very like that. Na gusto niya i-figure out yung life niya pero hindi talaga yung like, I wanna get my life figured out. Parang,
yeah. But he's doing something pa or parang low-key lang jud.
Oh, low-key lang jud. Low-key lang. Di talaga yung parang ina-announce na I want to get my life
together. Oh my God. You know, I totally relate with what you just shared. I think this would be the last also, like, the last point of this episode. Me, I think that's also one of the reasons why I don't want to be in a relationship just yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to feel what you feel.
It's very difficult.
I don't
want to
feel what you feel because...
It hurts.
I don't want... Yeah, it's very true. Like, I don't want to wake up and feel like shit because my partner is already trying to get his shit together. And yeah, then ako yeah. parang, okay, tang ina, anong ginagawa ko? Yeah, I don't want to feel that.
That's why I told him to watch the drama. Kasi I can't bring myself to tell it to him na I feel bad whenever I'm
That's a really progress. Nice takeaway for this episode.
That's why when he finished the drama, I think he kind of get me now when I told him. I was like, it was my reason. I even told my mom, Ma, what if kaya ano na lang no? I'll break up with Ivan because I don't feel like I can't show enough na to make him like, oh, this is my girlfriend. He's very like that. She's like this, like that. Yeah. Like he can't say something na my girlfriend is a college graduate with diploma and all like that. So yeah. I thought, what if I'll break up with Ivan because I have nothing to show off or like. Wala akong may
bubuga. Yeah.
It hurts so much na ano, he's out there working and trying to figure out. So after he finished the drama and then I told him that, I was like, you don't have to feel that way kasi ano, he wants to go through everything with me. So that's why like I feel reassured. Oh my okay God, lang. So I can don't cry. I'm not crying, you are.
Dear God, it's me again.
Prayer reveal naman to. That's why he told me, I want to go through it all na together para the success.
You'll figure things out together.
Oh yeah, ganun. Yeah. So like, that's why I was rest assured na, okay, I can take my time.
I love that.
Like, I can take my time and do what I really like. Kasi I really don't know what to do yet. And then that's why he keep telling me,
it's fine, go take your time.
Akala ko mag-architect ka. Tapos, after a month, I said, maybe I'll take graphic designing. So, like, akala ko mag-archi ka. Tapos, ngayon, mag-graphic designing ka naman. Ano ba talaga? And then, after a few weeks, I'll tell him, no, baka maybe it's so cool to be an artista and, like, perform and dance. And then, he'll ask me again, I thought you'll go to school and live a simple life and not. Well, maybe I want simple life, pero gusto ko pa rin i-achieve yung mga dreams ko na mag-perform, dance on stage,
and you can, and you can definitely.
And I was afraid
do something.
Our goals and dreams won't match up. Kasi he's more on the practical side, I'm more of the. Kasi nga yung creative type.
The dreamer.
So like, I tend to mix reality from my dreams. Parang nawawala ko sa present time. So ayun, when I was so afraid na baka hindi mag-match up yung dreams and goals in life namin. So that might be the reason na mag-break up kami. So when he told me, you know what? If you wanna go to Korea and try auditioning, or you want to go to Manila and try do acting, whatever kemerot na gusto mong gawin in life, if you wanna dance, if you wanna do something, be an architect or be a graphic designer, you can do everything and I'll be on your back supporting
very
you.
Supportive.
Oh, ganun lang. So that's
why. I love that.
When he told me that, I was rest assured, okay, I can take my time and just do whatever I want. Kasi I'm open to, I really want to do this, I really want to do that, and no one's stopping me because this is my life. When I say that, always na talagang nire-reply na is like, go, do your thing. I'll just support you whatever folds your, ano ba tawag yun? Whatever folds your goals.
Girl, that is love. That is love.
Okay.
And I kind of figured na maybe the reason why iwas ako with relationships because of I don't want to be the one who would parang question
yourself.
Myself.
Na, yeah, I get it.
Parang yung worth ko, like parang paano niya ako nagustuhan? Wala naman akong maibubuga for him. And
yeah,
sino ba naman
I get
ako?
You. In that part, I'm not the sino ba naman ako para magustuhan. Hindi ako yung ano diyan, si Ayman yung sino ba naman ako para magustuhan mo. I'm not even guapo.
But you were hyping each other up.
Yeah, we both
you were hyping
are.
Each
we
other
are.
Up, but in different ways.
No. Yeah, like
he's hyping you up sa career, and you're
hyping
him
up. Like yung self-esteem. I'm hyping his self-esteem. Kasi yung self-esteem ko, it's just here. It's not moving. Pero yung career-wise ko, is because
yeah,
I'm still lost as of the moment. Hindi ko pa talaga alam yung gagawin ko.
It's a really nice thing to know na you found a partner in him, like not someone who you would depend on, like fully be dependent on, or he's not dependent on you. But you're a team, and that's the purpose of relationships, diba? You have to be a team. You have to work together. Mm-mm. You have to figure things out together.
Yeah, one thing I told about him is that I don't want to be your world. I really said that to him. Kasi ayoko din gawin siyang mundo ko. Kasi like, you're my world, mm-hmm. and then if things go astray, wala. I don't want us to like, di ba sabi nila 50-50 para when you're together, you're 100. Mm-hmm. I told him, I don't want to I told him, I don't want to be your other half. I want to be whole. And you should be too, so that when we're together, we're like at 200 going strong. Para di talaga other half and all. We should like realize our goals and dreams in life and build each other up para maging 100 tayo, so that when we're all settled, we'll be at 200 when we're like as one. Yeah. So para ganun.
I really think na you both complement each other. Complement as in he fills in the parts of you and you fill in some parts of him. Na parang kung anong wala siya, you fill it up, and then kung wala ka, na nafe-feel mo na inferiorities and insecurities, parang he reassures you those things. And that as it should. And I really admire that. My friends, they're 6 years in a relationship, 8 years, and you going 4 years, and me,
but it's parang, kind of scary din naman to put so much effort on one person, and then you'll never know if you even end up together, di ba? Maybe in the next 2 months, we'll not even cross 4 years. Or like, maybe when you cross 4 years, a days after that, we'll break up. You'll never know. It's just God who knows the timing of everything. Kaya,
and that should be fine.
Yeah, kaya nga sabi ko, let's just make use of the time that God allows us to be together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I won't tell him na yung mga ano, yung mga promises na I'll be with you forever until the end. I always say that like, I'll always
like be I love there you forever. For you I want to be your
God
wife.
Allows ana like until what ta, until God allows us to be together. Kasi you never know. Tsaka, talagang sinasabi ko sa kanya, whatever happens, if pwede lang talaga, I can talk to God directly here and then, I'll ask him talaga na, hoping that you'll be like the one I really end up with, like talaga end game. Ganon.
Yeah.
So I'll just keep on praying and praying until God gets so frustrated na, sige na nga, kayo na lang. Para
that's really nice. I love the positivity, like, and I love that you're hopeful, and you both are.
I'm very hopeful.
As you should, and it's very pointless. It's very pointless, naman, being in a relationship with someone and then not wanting to end up together or not wanting to like really make it work.
We're trying to make it work. What's the point? Really, like, parang kami na talaga yung end up together. Kasi I don't know. I'm okay with Ayman for as long as I can think of. Pero isa lang.
Do you see yourself with him in the next 4 years?
Yeah, I see him still. Kita ko siya sa future. Aww. That's ano. Pero isa lang.
That's nice.
Isa lang yung parating ano ko sinasabi sa kanya. Kasi I'm a K-pop, di ba? Hindi naman talaga fan, but I like GOT7. Ano. But I don't see them like romantically, like, oh, they're so guapo, I want to marry him. Like, I see them more as like a kuya figure na gusto ko ganun ako yung aura na ini-emit ko. Gusto ko ganito ko kagwapo. Yeah. Parang ganun. And then, isa na talaga yung sinasabi ko sa kanya whenever we talk. Sabihin ko, you don't have to worry about me finding another guy or someone mas guapo kasi I'm okay with you. Pero isa lang talaga yung kalaban mo, si Akira lang talaga.
Sa mukha.
Kung si Akira maniga sa akin, pag si Akira maniga sa akin, sorry. Goodbye.
Shout out to Akira if you're listening. What's up?
Ito, ito, last question.
Sige, sige.
What would be your advice to people who are in a long-distance relationship but are still starting?
Don't get into LDR. Because if you go LDR, you'll never go back.
Yeah.
But if you really want to
make it work.
If you really want to make it work, I think all you have to do is really understand and try to be in their shoes. Like, para sa akin, I want to ask him, can you adjust for me? Kasi ako talaga yung parang nagpupuyat to really meet him after work and like chat and call him. Kaya nung bagyo, it was so difficult for a month na 9 PM, di ba, na off na yung generator namin.
Yeah.
And that's the time na uuwi si Ayman. So, we kept talk that much for like a month and more. But I think it's too selfish for me to say that. Kasi he's working and I'm not.
Yeah.
Di ba? So, sino bang dapat mag-a-adjust? Di ba? If you, you should really think them and then yourself as well. Kasi, if you always keep on thinking sa kanila, like, in their shoe naman all the time, then you won't be able to understand yourself like, for the rest of the relationship. So, it won't jeopardize your self and not also break your partner. LDR is very difficult. I must tell you, if you just, if, don't even try. Pinapa-choose ako ni Ayman na do I want him to go to Belgium or not? Well, if I were to choose, I would tell him, don't go! Hajima! Don't go because it's difficult. It's very, very difficult. Kasi iba yung Cebu, tsaka iba yung Belgium seal.
Yeah.
Kaya,
true.
But, I thought na it will be too selfish of me to tell him don't go, diba? So I told him go. You also have a life. You also need to build your life. You also need to build your future.
Yeah.
And I also want to build mine. So while we're apart from each other, let's build each other's life apart, like individually, and then let's meet in the middle afterwards. Parang yun lang yung iniisip ko. All I know what he thinks is that he's there, he's working because he wants to build a future for us. Yun talaga yung parang sinasabi niya. So, ako na
that's
lang
actually
yung
nice. I love that. It's a matter of sacrifice. How much you're willing to sacrifice for that other person, especially when you guys are not together, especially in long-distance relationship. And I think that's what I lack also. That's the reason why 3 or 4 of my previous relationships na naging LDR eventually did not work because I wasn't really willing to sacrifice and they weren't really willing to sacrifice also na parang
you
have to compromise and
tama.
Parang for me I really want to work on myself first and this is what I told the previous guy that I dated we don't need to compete with each other, we don't need to be insecure with each other, like even if we're gonna be far away, I want us to work together so we can meet at the top because we're still working for a future. It's not just for me, like okay I'm working for my career pero eventually I want to be with you, I want to marry you.
I get you.
If hindi nagwo-work yon, what's the point?
If it doesn't work for you,
diba?
Yeah, I get you. That's why I told him, I'm happy na we both are growing as a person together. Like, together and individually. Like, we have each other's side. Like, I got you, girl.
I love that.
Pero
my major takeaway.
Akira talaga mag-message sa akin. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna tell Akira. Akira, message my friend. Charot.
Uy, wag kasi baka ano talaga mag-break up kami.
but really, my major takeaway here is that you have like that kind of love and you really are blessed, but you have to like work on it also for it to work really hard. for it to work really well. Well pala, not work really hard. Like, for the LDR to work really well. But for me, it's fine. But for me, I have so much to work on myself. Girl. You're thinking about Akira and the sabaw. Sabi ni Reg, you have to accept yourself first before you want to be accepted by someone. Yeah, yeah. And that's what I said earlier. Na parang you have to, I have to work on talaga with my shit. Kasi mm-hmm. I'm so hard on myself. I think that's what I really feel. Like, I'm really so hard on myself. Like, I have to be
kung
more
si
kind.
Kung si Ayman pa siguro pa sasabihin, you're not giving too
yourself
much
enough
credit for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And wait. Okay, last. I saw this message. No. This is a... Wait lang. Let me check. Kasi, diba, like, we have insecurities about what the fuck is happening with our life and people figuring it out already.
Yeah. There's this movie kasi na... Ano ba yung sinabi niya? Hello, love, goodbye. It's like the hello, love, goodbye na. If you really love someone, you go all or nothing. Kasi if you just like someone half-heartedly, nagmahal ka pa, oh, di ba?
Yeah. True. Ah, this one here. This is the quote. A gentle reminder that you're worthy of love always. Not when you get your money right, not when you lose that weight, not when you're successful, but now. You are worthy of love as you are in this moment. Gets ba? Yeah, oh, nag-agree si user 118. Grabe, you guys are still here. Thank you so much for being here.
I know.
This has been fun.
Tulog
na. Sabi ni
Alaina.
Okay, I think this is it.
Okay, that's the call now. We did.
Yeah.
We already did talk so much.
Yeah.
And
any more, additional? Okay, I'm just gonna give a note. I'm gonna edit out the part that I overshared.
True. Yung muna overshare lang po para lang po sa mga 11 people yeah. Nandito. So,
yeah.
you just got a VIP.
You guys are lucky.
Yeah.
Mas pogi pa kay JC na PBB. Alam nyo, parang same vibe. They kind of have the same eyes. Like, yung as in yung mata na mabait. As in, like, sobrang bait na eyes. Maybe it's just me. Maybe he's just my crush. That's why I kind of feel na he's mabait. But he's really not. Pero ang wapo ni JC, yeah. And he's really mabait also. I really had a huge crush on JC before, by the way. Like, sobrang crush siya. Anyway. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Say bye, Ayel. Say bye. And shout out to Akira.
Thank you so much. Bye. Bye, guys, for listening. And this is official na po. Co-host po ako ng Tito
Kira. I'll say your call.
Yes.
Your handles.
Ano, how do we end this? Okay, my handles. Follow me on Instagram and on Kumu. And subscribe to my YouTube channel if you want.
Yeah,
really
and pray for her love life.
There's no...
She's really blessed
yeah.
already. Pray for my love life as well, guys. And follow me everywhere at Thea Rizaldo. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. And yeah, we hope to catch up with you guys next time. Cheers! Say cheers.
Bye! Cheers!
Bye, guys. Thank
okay,
you, everybody.
Okay, let's do it again.
Sige.
Just say Duman cheers.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I hope to catch up with you guys next time.
Cheers!